Chapter 10. After Abimelech there rose to save Israel Tola the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he lived in Shemir in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shemir. After him arose Yeh, the Gileadite, and he judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, and they had 30 towns, which are called Havothiah to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. Yeh died, and was buried in Kimon. The children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals, and the Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook the Lord, and did not serve him. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the children of Ammon. And they shattered and oppressed the children of Israel that year. 18 years they oppressed all the children of Israel that were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. The children of Ammon passed over the Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was very distressed. The children of Israel cried to the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against you, even because we have forsaken our God, and have served the Baals." The Lord said to the children of Israel, "Did I not save you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines? Also the Sidonians, and Amalek, and Midian oppressed you, and you cried to me, and I saved you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me, and served other gods. Therefore I will save you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen, let them save you in the time of your distress." The children of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you, only deliver us, please, this day." They put away the foreign gods from among them, and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved with the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together, and camped in Gilead. The children of Israel assembled themselves together, and camped at Mizpah. And the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to each other, "What man is he who will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead."